I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
Good evening and welcome. Do you find yourself feeling like you don't have enough friends melting into your parlor furniture, creating atomic blast-style shadows upon your walls, or leaving ghostly footprints on your newly industed floorboards? Neither do the residents of Trundle Manor. But alas, new goblins surface at times where we can't just let them escape. On this episode of the Parlor-Based After Dark Delve into all things Trundle Manor, we expunge our floppy exaggerations with record store roustabouts Zach and Megan. Through conversations of Neighbor Mary, Lynchian antique mall halls, and obsessions with antiquated audio mediums, it appears we've roped in another solid member of this, the dripping mess of drunken revelry, known only as the Trundlecast.
I'm not the bad guy. No. Like a knife cut into your skin and knock out the old crap. The new rap like a running back, I jump into your head.
Hi!
Hello!
Welcome.
Hello. We still got to get you into Twin Peaks. Jimbo's never seen
never
it.
Man.
And
yeah.
We want so much to break a virgin.
Yeah. It's cherry pie.
Yeah. Oh, yes! Shit, why haven't we been saying that?
We have cherry pie. Maybe we should split it with our friends.
We do have some pie left. We ate half of it last night. So you guys took your lemon pigs home, right? Because a couple people left them here.
They're on the windowsill.
Yeah, they're on the windowsill. Yeah, they're still. Yeah, I think the
point. Are
they
drying up nice?
No, they're drying up real nice. Yeah.
I tried to dry mine out, but then it got covered in fruit flies, and I was like, I can't do this.
You did not throw it away.
I had to. There was fruit flies all over it. Yeah.
How are you getting flies?
I didn't know.
It's a fruit, a decaying fruit.
Yeah.
To be fair, but these guys have enough flies. The one on the far end, his asshole was reamed out. There is. I'll show you. Like, I don't know if this was a bar used lemon or why.
And I think it was the upstairs neighbors that had fruit flies that came down to mine when I brought that. I was like, God damn it.
You know what that looks like? That looks like cattle mutilation.
Maybe it was.
Yes, it looks like cattle mutilation. Yeah,
exactly. Like, you know, they came down, they carved out its ass end.
You know, sucked all the lemon out that day. So maybe aliens made us black out. Maybe it wasn't the booze. Maybe they're not telling me about my liver because they noticed a transmitter inside. Yeah,
exactly.
I bet you that's what it is.
A little piece of unidentified metal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Inside your liver.
Where's my hat?
There it is.
Well, hold this for me.
We used to have, and I still have some of those sound effects records.
Yeah.
We got a couple haunted housey ones.
Yeah, there's haunted housey ones.
Oh, I love those.
There's ones that are just straight sound effects. Like Anton was saying, there's ones that are different models of planes taking off and landing.
Wow. Yeah.
Different cars, the sounds of their engine, you know.
We have one Mustang, that's just rabbits Cobra. Dying.
That was one of our wedding presents.
Yeah.
Our wedding table was bananas, as you would imagine. But my favorite, and because nobody put like their name on shit, and we looked at it days later, but somebody gave us a set of 45s that's a sound of rabbits screaming for people that go hunting to attract them, I guess.
Yeah. That's what they say it's for, but I ain't.
It's for psychopaths to jerk off. We all
that's
know.
How I get my woman in the mood.
They're neat. Well, I should bring them down at some point.
Yeah, play those on the.
If we're doing a record party, I'm bringing the weirdest shit I can.
Absolutely.
I just heard that Vincent Price did a spoken word record about
witchcraft.
He
fucking has it.
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
is it cool?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
I'd love
very
to find
jelly.
That.
Yeah,
that's really neat.
That was the early 70s. Early 70s, yeah. Because he did quite a few. He did that CoStar record, the one where you can act alongside.
Oh, that's the one
him.
I thought he was talking about. Okay.
No, the one with the witchcraft one. That's cool. That's a double one. Him talking about the occult.
Since we didn't actually start anything with the Trundlecast at all. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to some version of the Trundlecast. We're not really sure where we're at or what we're going to be doing or what we're going to be talking about, but we do have a few guests here. Along with myself, I am Mr. Arm, One of the hosts of the Toronto Cast and one of the owners of Toronto Manor. To my right is Velda Von Minks.
Hello.
My other co-host. And with us tonight is...
Jimbo?
Come on!
Question mark.
All right. Do your own fucking intros. It's easier for me.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And Megan.
We're here to talk about who knows what, but we're having a good time, and hopefully you guys picked up on something that was coming down the pike. We started talking about recently records, because these two work at, is it two different record shops?
Two different record shops, okay. Yeah.
So this is, Velda's birthday is coming up. If there's any neat records that you guys want to pull, I'll pay for them.
Yeah, you get money and everything.
Wow.
Well, I got to bribe them under your coat. Buy you a birthday present.
Well, this seems to be the first thing we've done in the new year that wasn't shitty.
Yeah.
That wasn't us being ill or watching David Lynch die, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Not to, bring it right down immediately, but...
But we're bringing it back up.
Yeah.
We are, 2 weeks into the new year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little over that, yeah.
Everybody's been sick. David Lynch passed away yesterday, but we're trying to do better, and at this point we're thinking more towards the future and hoping that everything will be more fun as we go along. And if not, we're going to all soldier through, right?
That's what we've been doing.
All we can do is be vehemently weird together. I think that's probably the best, easiest act we can do.
Yeah, got to be strange to survive.
That's what people ask me what I've been up to. I just tell them, doing strange shit with weird people. They generally don't ask questions after that.
Yeah, I just sent Velda off to get another drink. I might be dying, so this might be my last drink.
It's true. Well, he may have been abducted as well and implanted or something.
Yeah, so we'll see what the doctor has to say about all that fun stuff. But I will make an impact somewhere.
Impact crater.
I was gonna say leave a good crater.
Uh-huh. Like leave a beautiful corpse.
Exactly. Yeah. Leave a good crater.
Leave a giant crater.
So how do you guys like the idea of doing the Toronto Cast down in the parlor with all the new microphones?
Oh, this is comfortable in here. This is really nice. Yeah, this is good atmosphere. Yeah.
We used to do it up in the attic.
Yeah.
Where it's uninsulated. So today I think it's probably 20 degrees or so. So
Thank you for not doing it in the attic.
Yeah, it would not be very fun.
It's off. Thank you very much.
I had one little heater, and it was aimed at me, so I didn't mind doing it there. That was okay.
Well, we've both been living the space heater life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah, our work, or her work, her room is not well heated, and the store I usually work at, the heat broke, and the water line broke. So there was no heat and no water for a couple of days, which is wonderful. But
I guess records don't really adjust with the temperature, so who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly. They'll be fine.
Yeah. So,
I'm actually the opposite situation. I work in a small lab, and we have an 1800 degree oven. So all the rest of the plant is freezing, but it's like 80 degrees where I'm at. So when I'm sweating where I work and I have to leave to go on the floor and I'm just like freezing cold, I'm like, I'm gonna get sick again. This is what's gonna happen.
I think they're trying to kill you.
Yeah, but they are. Yeah. Oh, they are.
Should be wearing Gaia Berra shirts. You're up in your little sweat box.
I have no idea what a Gaia Berra shirt is.
Oh, you've
it's
seen them.
Cuban wedding shirts.
Oh,
the thing that Cubans and little old Italian men wear.
And barbers.
And barbers. Yes.
Every barber. Yeah. Every just, good barber. Every
where
good
you can just see everything.
What? Well, they do make
them. No, not the see-through ones.
So what you're saying is I shouldn't wear the see-through ones?
You know what?
I don't work.
I wouldn't turn you away.
Yeah.
I'm a costumer, but I can't tell you what to do. No, not the nipple ones. Not the little old European jogging men ones. I know what you mean.
Well, the pockets cover the nipples.
Yeah.
So that's if, okay.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
I guess it depends on the body type. I'm
going to buy a linen suit.
I used to have one of those. It got ruined in the rain.
Oh, jeez.
It was a 28 waist.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That was me in high school.
Yeah.
That was insane. Not that anymore.
Do you know what happened to that suit?
No.
I do. We donated it to Costume World.
Oh, nice.
And it was ruined.
Fair exchange.
Everybody that went there to rent costumes were large suburban people that were of various sizes that were not tiny actors, which were the only things that we had to fit people.
Why do you think large suburban people were renting so many costumes? That's what I would.
Yeah.
So many reasons.
Because they have no
fucking outlet
for their stupid costume parties, so they can be like, look how goofy I am.
Just in general,
deep down, they're like, I really wish I could just wear this because I hate what I wear every day.
Yeah. My one of my very favorites.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Oh, God. One of my very favorites, this gorgeous South American supermodel-looking woman, and she was with her trophy husband, and she wanted really badly to be a hot dog because we had a hot dog suit that essentially was like a burka, like it covered your whole face. Yeah. There was a little tiny thing you could see out of.
Little mesh.
Yeah, and he was really mad because he wanted her to be slutty, and she kept fighting him on it, and we're like, damn, like this woman deserves somebody better. So we're like, hey, listen, we'll rent you the hot dog for free. Like we'll look the other way. Like if he wants you to wear something under it that's like a showgirl off fucking whatever, but like but you deserve a hot dog, lady. And I wish I remember what happened to it.
You deserve
like,
to be a hot dog.
I know.
I just want to be hot dogs.
Yes, I've been that so many times. I fully agree. And I wish I remember how the interaction ended, but I goddamn, I hope she got to be a hot dog somewhere with a better man.
I hope she did too.
Or at least
hot dog girl.
She got to be a hot dog the rest of her life.
Yes. Maybe she's the queen of hot dogs in Argentina.
She has
now.
Like a life-size roller grill, like she's just rolling on right now.
She has a whole closet filled with different styles of hot dogs.
Yes.
You know? Bratwurst. The white ones? What are the white ones?
Those
Knockwurst?
No, those like but Irish ones or
no, they're Scottish, I think.
The white pudding.
Straight up white
like
ones.
Blood sausage.
No.
But the opposite, the one that goes with that. Yeah. I don't know. The ones that make the sickly looking ones.
I think the reason the doctor said that I needed to go in for liver tests is because I kept saying, I'm just a bag of blood. And every time I said they didn't laugh.
They didn't laugh.
I'm like, I think I'm just a big bag of blood. They're like, you need some tests. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, fuck.
What kind
Am I just
of
a big bag of bad blood? That's not good.
My blood's bad?
You're telling me fuck.
I mean, you do have leeches. So.
I do.
Yeah,
I
but he hasn't fed them in years. We've been giving
him
liver.
I have one left. If anybody wants to be fed on by a leech, he is very hungry and probably going to die soon.
Give him his last meal.
His last
meal. If he takes a bite of me, he's going to die right away.
We always fed them hammered.
That's good for something.
They use them in medicine for, like, when you need bloodletting or...
I don't know how to, like, clarify them.
Wound care.
Yes.
They help.
Yeah, that's right.
The last time I did it, I had a... It wasn't like a blood infection. It was just a little infection in the skin because obviously an animal is feeding on you. and it was just in my parlor while I was drunk because I've never fed my leeches unless I'm drinking.
Of course.
So they've had a good life.
Yeah.
They've definitely had a good
life. They've had fun.
But
they get more hammered than most people's pets. They have a great time. Oh my God. That was the Wilhelm scream.
Okay.
Love the Wilhelm scream.
My old dog used to drink wine with me at night.
Aww.
Yeah,
he was like 15, so it really didn't matter if you gave him booze.
Quality of life.
My old dog, he lived to be 2.
But
I fed him wine every
night. Could you see it affecting him?
Yes.
Like, was that a good time? Because I imagine, I fantasize about getting a little devil drunk. We never would, but
his eyes, you know, he already had goofy eyes because he's a Shih Tzu, and they always like kind of like pan out anyways. So
wall-eyed.
Mm-hmm. It would just go further.
Just like Marty Feldman.
Yes. Aw.
I had a Yorkie. He used to like Guinness, and that's all he would like is Guinness. It was the weirdest thing.
Well, that's mostly bread, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Getting
his carbs in, I suppose.
I mean, Little Devil loves PBR.
Hell yeah.
Like
punk beer.
Canonically.
Yes. Yeah. According to the tattoo and everything.
Wait, is there a PBR on your tattoo?
No, I lied.
Yeah.
I've been wearing sleeves for like 4 months. I haven't looked at it.
True.
Yeah, we have, in this house, we're not dog people, but we have what is an acceptable dog. And sometimes you can see one and you're like, that's an acceptable dog. And it's usually like the tiny idiot dog. If they're little and dumb as fuck, I'm into it.
That's her dog.
And I have one of those.
Yeah, she has one of those.
He's not a fan of being like licked on by big dogs, but like little guys that are eyes in different
like
directions.
Loud noises.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like smells. I don't like.
See, I'm kind of the same way. And I even, because I grew up in like a farmhouse, we had a lot of dogs and shit. Mm. And but as soon as I got out of my own, I'm like, I don't, you know, dogs are stinky, they're loud, everything.
Yeah.
I grew up with that. I don't want
not
it.
To be indelicate, but you look like you grew up on a farm.
Well, I mean, I don't make it. I don't try to hide it.
Good, it's good. Yeah, yeah.
It's from West Virginia.
I own it, man. You
it's
want me
acceptable
to take my teeth out?
Hillbilly. It's like acceptable dog. It's fine. I get hillbilly blood.
Okay. Anyway, we're fun people, man. We're the wild cards. You know, watch out for us, man. We roll down off the mountain. You don't know what's coming your way.
The one story, because they are nuts. They're always nuts.
Oh, we always are, yeah.
My mom grew up sort of in the woods, and then she became like an 80s chick. But my cousin stayed there. My aunt stayed there in that idea. And the one story, the latest one that I heard, I don't hear a lot of stories about him anymore, but the last one I heard is my cousin fell off the couch and got injured because of an explosion. And that's all the information I got.
That sounds dangerous.
I don't know if the explosion, because the neighbor set off an explosion. I don't know if she was scared off the couch. I don't know if she was blown off the couch. I don't know if there was a hole in their fucking house. No idea. All I know is she got injured when a neighbor set off an explosion.
Yeah. Let your imagination do the work.
She was on the couch.
Right. I love that.
Well done.
Yeah.
You know.
That sounds like something that would happen.
Hillbilly life.
Man. Hillbilly life, exactly.
Explosions happen.
Yeah, we do. It does. Yeah,
we do.
We relate to them.
I identify as an explosion, and yes, we do.
Yes, we do happen.
You grew up near that castle with all the graffiti, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right on the next mountain, actually. Right over, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I set off our drone there a couple
years ago. Oh, that must have been cool.
So much fun. Because I didn't know about it. I mean, one of the quarantine days, me and Jamie, mm-hmm. our friend, went there on a day off. And we just kind of hung out. And I set off the drone. And he had to shit. So luckily, I had toilet paper in the van.
Always thinking.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm prepared.
No, I was just
I'm also prepared by I shit before I leave to go places.
Go before you leave the house.
Yeah. I was just that castle's really neat. That whole area is very cool.
Yeah, one of my best friends
called?
Lives that's called North. What are they called? There's like Eagle Court up there, but it's Wheeling, but it's
it's that far.
Yeah, it's in Wheeling. It's right at the top of what they call McCulloch's Leap. McCulloch's Leap in Wheeling is an interesting story. Is a guy, he was a trapper, a scout for Fort Henry down there.
Okay.
And he was being chased by the Indians. And there's that sheer cliff right there in front of where the castle is.
Yeah.
Well, he jumped off that castle jumped off that cliff on his horse. Horse broke all of its legs, but he said,
Jesus, that took a turn.
Well, wait, it takes even more of a turn.
I was barely paying attention, and then horse broke all its legs.
Horse broke all its legs.
That's not even the pinnacle of the story.
That's not even the pinnacle of the story.
All right.
Because they named the fucking that part of the mountain after him. It's McCulloch's Leap because he took this leap. And
I love it.
Horse died. He survived.
Horse.
And
should have named after the horse.
Exactly.
He fucking earned it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, and he made it back to the fort, and it was said that. The Indians hunted him after that because they wanted to eat his heart for his bravery of jumping off. Yeah.
Should have eaten the horse.
Yeah, that was the fun stories we got told as kids about, hey, this is where you live.
You guys were here for our New Year's. You ate heart here.
I did. I was telling everyone that it was really good.
That's awesome. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
It was mostly gone. That made me happy.
I had like 3 servings of heart that night. Like, I'm not even joking. I ate so much heart.
I wish I could have tasted and smelled it, because he made all this big deal of all this awesome stuff that went into him. Like, I am like blank slate, can't taste or smell anything tonight.
That's definitely going to be a New Year's tradition. I like the idea of eating a heart.
Did you guys get away without getting diseased?
Yeah.
Making myself sick. That was nothing else.
Okay. I worry. I always, because, I mean, I was actively a little bit ill.
I think you were patient zero.
Yeah.
I always worry about that.
I ended up with tonsillitis.
Yeah, that's right.
You definitely didn't give me that.
No. We didn't make out or nothing.
To everyone, chagrin.
It wasn't that kind of night. Yeah.
No, but you're not Typhoid Mary. Yeah,
Thank you.
You're not Typhoid.
Her name's Rachel.
You're Typhoid Rachel. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We just met.
Right. Of course. Yeah. So, talking about that Wheeling stuff, there is an antique store near there that we went to, and there was a hallway that definitely goes into another dimension.
Was it Sibs, maybe?
No. It's not that one. It's not the one where we got those globes, hon. It's across... across what? I don't know. Across the bridge, like closer to town.
Was it near the candy factory?
Yeah, it was next to it. There's a candy factory.
There's like a weird
on some little main street. There used to be a music store upstairs.
Exactly where you're talking. Now let me ask you this. This hallway, was it the front of a pop machine that you opened up to go?
No.
It was just straight up like the darkest thing we've
ever seen. Yeah.
It was a full sunny day.
That's Center Market in Wheeling. I was just back visiting. We used to have punk shows
like
down
there. Is there like a train bridge near it or something?
Yeah, a train bridge right there. Yeah, yes. And there's a few little creepy antique stores down there that have been around. There's this old bookstore that's been around since as long as I can remember.
Oh.
Just the weirdest, most disorganized Punch books, you know, Mr. Punch.
Like, uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And stuff in there. Yeah, years ago.
This place
is Judy, thank you very much.
Well,
I mean, I always put the woman first, but yeah. I think in historical fashion,
she's taken
it
enough
is
hits.
Punch and Judy.
Classically.
Yeah, but he's hits, had to work out enough to give those.
This
hits.
Is 2025. I'm trying to bring Judy, you know, forward.
I thought we were going to talk about her.
Well, wait. Did you see the movie that was Gretel and Hansel?
I didn't. Yes. No, I didn't see it.
Not a bad movie.
Okay.
Yeah, not a bad movie. Really kind of a good movie. But I'm like, why? Why'd you do that?
Well, I mean, I'm sure Hansel and Gretel is public domain, but maybe that was their way of getting, you know,
like,
so they try and get your attention,
better.
Maybe?
Yeah, oh, yeah, no. I don't know.
But this place, just,
I was like, come on.
I had
that's a little
you,
heavy-handed.
Yeah, it very much was. But I had to ask you about the store because I think the upstairs was like a music place. Like there was still a room where they did drum lessons, I guess.
Okay.
The outside of it had some kind of like, I don't know, music instrument store vibe. And we went to the end of this hallway and we turned right and it looked like everything just goes black. And, you know, there was no reflection of anything. It's like when you have that dark black velvet and just absorbs light.
Yeah.
Like that's the Black Lodge from Twin Peaks. Like
the void. Yeah.
And we were like, ooh, it gave us the ookiest vibe. We're like, I don't want to go down there. And we had been back another time and it didn't look the same. I'm like, okay, so the dimension changed. I'm like, have you been in there? It just freaked us the fuck out.
I don't know.
But it stuck with me enough.
That doesn't ring a bell like okay. Any of the shops I know there. But yeah. Now I want to visit this place. I don't know
yeah.
Where it is.
It's next to a candy shop.
It was disturbing. You could tell that it was supposed to be a music training building or something.
Yeah.
Because they had one room that was all musical instruments. You could tell that the person probably started off thinking they could make a music school.
You know what? I think I know where you're talking about now. Because I think this is over the bridge in Bridgeport. It's right next to Wheeling. You go over the bridge over the river, you're in Bridgeport, Ohio. I think that's the old building that used to be Moore's Music Emporium.
Yes, sounds like it. That
I used to
right.
Take lessons there as a kid up in those creepy rooms. That's where
So you're from
lessons.
There. Okay.
I'm absolutely from there.
All right.
Yeah, no, and I had heard that had turned into an antique store, but I haven't been back to visit the building, so I'm going to have to go see.
It's not what you call a good antique store.
No.
Okay, but
it's
I mean,
one of the ones where you're like, I could probably get something for nothing here, but then the person's like, oh, that old sweater, $50.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, okay, you don't want to sell anything. Wait, cool. I'm going to steal most of it then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, those rooms were so, that upstairs, if it's that same building, yeah. And it was even weird, because those were the lesson rooms. It was even weird back then.
Really?
Know? But
yeah.
But that was my favorite music store in, like, the, like, Tri-County area.
Yeah.
Because they always had, like, a great.
Do they sell instruments?
Instruments, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they had new stuff. They had used stuff. Ed Moore, he ran that. Because Music Emporium was kind of a chain, but that was Moore's Music Emporium. He was, like, a franchise owner. Yeah, and a lot of the guys who gave lessons there were just like, you know, super cool, nice guys, and like, you know, they'd help you out, you know, give you gear for cheap and stuff. You know, I got a lot of project shit from there.
Yeah.
They'd sell me broken stuff, then I'd be like, you know, tell me the broken shit for cheap and I'll fix it.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
Because they didn't want to deal with it.
No, exactly.
Give it to this kid,
no,
out
this
of our
fucking
hands.
Idiot kid. Yeah, give him $100, you can have it, it's fine.
Oh, man. I'm glad I asked about it, because that kind of place had haunted me. And that's right after we got into Twin Peaks. I'm like, something about this feels like it's a different dimension. I don't fucking like it.
Yeah. That whole area, I always, there's a couple books on it, but it's kind of a really haunted history area. It has a lot of, I mean, even the name Wheeling goes back to, I forget which tribe it is, but the words Wheelunk, that was the original name of the place.
Really?
And it means
so it's a Native American.
It's a Native American, exactly. Because you got to figure right in the next county south, Marshall County, you have Moundsville, the giant burial mounds, the ancient burial mounds that predate even Native Americans, and a lot of the tribes that.
Is that where some of the giant skeletons were found?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That kind of stuff.
Oh, we're not allowed. Hold on, let me put on my hat.
Oh yeah.
Hold on. Hold on.
The Smithsonian's gonna come fucking get us right now.
See, I like there were Coast to Coast.
Yeah, Coast to Coast.
I love Coast to Coast. Yeah.
Coast to Coast is good, and I love how they do it where they believe anything. That's the whole point of Coast to Coast, is they always just, if you say it, we'll believe it, and then go with it. And
they take it seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't laugh at you. Yeah.
But the nice thing about that thing that we just talked about, AJ, is he'll explain all the stuff and like all what everyone's saying, but at the very end he'll debunk some of it.
Yeah.
And say like, well, honestly, like this, because he did something on the Denver airport and stuff like that. And it is like, all right, well, it's nice to have a little bit of both. Because if all you're doing is listening to the insanity, then you might as well be my hillbilly cousins who believe
I seen it. I swear.
They believe in Fox News. I'll just you know what I mean.
I was at the Denver airport. It is creepy.
Is it? Does it have like an aura to it? Does it?
Yeah, it is.
I had a layover
really
in Denver
creepy.
One time.
Yeah.
It does have a
Did you see the horse?
It does have a dark feeling to it.
Ooh. Lucifer.
Yeah.
Lucifer.
The horse with the red eyes.
Giant horse with
the red eyes.
Yes.
So I know there's creepy paintings I heard they took out, but the part that really gets me is when they said how
they took out those paintings.
Mm-hmm. I've heard they took them out.
Oh, that's bullshit.
But the fact that it was so over budget because they literally built buildings and then buried them in sand, like, why the fuck would you do that? Like, what is under there?
Oh, I put these buildings in the wrong place. Let's just bury them. What?
Yeah, that's what engineers say. Yeah. Excuse me? Yeah.
That part's insane.
Well, I remember listening to that, and they were talking about that as a shelter for like the government and stuff like that. And then they talked about the one in D.C. that was under the hotel that nobody knew about, even the people that worked there. It was this Cold
Who's
War
tell
bomb
the bus
shelter.
Boy? They're going to get their friends in there and get high.
Yeah.
You don't tell those people that.
It was
like the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where they think there's a tunnel that goes from the stadium to Holiday Inn.
Yeah. All right, everyone, get your clothes off. Hold them above your head.
The shit wave. Yeah.
But you know what? Stranger things have happened. I mean, they found Richard III under a fucking car park in England.
So. Yeah, it's also England. Jealous of England always. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a king every 10 feet underneath a structure. You
You're
know
walking
I mean?
On a Roman road, you know. Yeah. Like,
you ever watch those?
Oh, no, there's a Roman road. We can't build can't something build here something again.
Yeah. Like the mudlarking. You ever watch the mudlark?
I want a mudlark.
So
I've done
jealous
that.
Of that.
Some shit from mudlark.
Yeah, you guys did. It's,
yeah, we weren't like, allowed to, but our really? Friends in England allowed us. He. It was Guy Fawkes Night.
Yeah.
And they took us underneath one of the bridges, and it's like, hey, you just poke around and find
around
stuff.
Yeah.
You find bones. We find pipes.
Yeah, so
like
they find the clay pipes.
1400s and shit.
There's the fox with the wig on and the British flag next to her.
Yeah.
Right below that are sheep's bones that we found in the Thames.
That's great.
Yeah.
I talked to last show we did with a band from England. I was talking to one of the guys and said, one of the only things I want to do is go over there is Mudlark. And he's like, I do it all the time.
Mate,
if you come over, like, I will let you.
You're not supposed to, but England's one of those places where they're not really going to stop
they're not
you.
Looking?
No. Yeah.
Their cops don't have guns. You can do whatever the fuck. I felt the safest I've ever felt in my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm an American, and I know you guys don't have guns. I will kill all of you. Let's have fun with this.
Yeah.
Between
you will
that
not put me
and the
down.
Fact that they actually stopped for pedestrians. It seemed like they gave a shit if we lived or died. It was a really nice feeling.
Odd, nice feeling,
And the last time we stayed there with friends, they live on a block where you can get the subway, the train, the tube, and everything. But there was a Transylvanian bakery that wasn't just spooky themed. They were just from Eastern Europe.
Oh, cool.
An evening gown shop and an all-night liquor store. I'm like, are you expecting me to return home? Because I don't fucking think I am.
She spends a lot of time in England. Yeah.
Oh, really?
How often do you get over there?
The last time I was over there was August of last year, but I also went like 8 times in 2024,
awesome.
And then I went.
But is there a reason though?
5
like,
times
family
in 2023.
There,
I have a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very.
I would love to go to Europe. That's one of my goals is to go to Europe.
I bet
you must be nice to work at a record store and afford to go to England all the time.
I'm
not counting your money.
That's what credit cards are for.
No, God.
Exactly.
We're just jealous.
I literally have my
I'm trying to knock you down.
My credit card is labeled just London.
Uh-huh.
It's all
she uses it for. Yeah. It's
it takes me like 6 months to pay it off, but
it's fine.
My wheels are turning, just so you know.
Oh, no.
Actually, it's not cheap. Just being over there is like your big hassle.
Rachel doesn't know about credit scores, and let's stop talking.
I'll tell you what. We were over there twice, and the first time was because we got married and a lot of people gave us money. And the second time, my grandpa died and left me a teeny little bit. And that's the last time we was there.
Halloween.
Yeah, we're hoping to go this year.
Yeah.
Zach, have you ever been to England?
No, this would be my first time.
I'm
excited.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Go to Camden, obviously. She'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. There's a film store in London that actually sells like 8mm and 16mm film. This guy, Umet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, there's a whole documentary on him. I'm like, I gotta go there. I gotta go. Buy some film in England and ship it back home.
Here's our advice is find a good doner place, a good kebab joint.
Ooh.
and go there every night when you're drunk until they know your order. And then you'll feel good. We went to this, when we were there, it was like right off the bus stop or right off the tram stop for us.
Where'd you guys stay?
And we went.
Haringey.
Okay.
Yeah.
We went every night and we'd walk in and he'd go, I know. And he'd just like get it ready for us.
So amazing.
It was like,
so nice.
This has only been like a week. This is great. This guy's awesome. And I feel like I live here.
We did. We both live there. But just everything that we did was the best. Like, I feel the same way about London as I do about New York. Like, no matter what you love, there's the either best or first or coolest version of it is there, and it's real, and it's always been real.
We say that about everything that we do, and we tell people that about Pittsburgh, too. When I was going to college, there were kids that were living in the dorms, which were in the north side, in the middle of nothing. Like, there was nothing there, and they always bitched me about how there's nothing new in Pittsburgh. I hate it here. This is depressing. I'm like, get out of the dorms. Every night in Pittsburgh, something's happening.
Yeah.
Every single night. You go to a different bar. There's music plays. And this was before now where a lot of the places are shut down.
Yeah.
Like there was, I mean, back then there was even more. There was shit.
Yeah. But still to this day, you can still go out every night here.
I know.
If you want
for a little city, we do a lot of shit.
Those people just were not trying.
No. Yeah. I'm like, stop bitching. You just don't want to be alive. That's fine.
You want to stay in the dorm room.
Pretty amazing. I mean, that's fascinating to me because I think it's allowed to happen because Pittsburgh is such a small city.
And we, like you said, it's a small city and like it's kind of undisturbed and you can actually incubate these things here. Now, I noticed parking tonight. The house behind you.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
So that has been vacant.
That's what it looked like. It looked like it was vacant.
There is a guy that owns it.
How do I get to the thunderclap? Hold on. It is a 30-second. No, I forgot I put it on loop. All right, moving on.
All right. So I don't know if you guys ever heard the story about when Anton first moved in, there was an old lady next door that lived there, and she was elderly Mary. She had various mental issues. She had schizophrenia. And all of our neighbors have tales about her. We just met a neighbor that lived in the neighborhood as a kid. From the 70s, she was walking around with no clothes on to ask for cigarettes.
We used to think that she just aged into that affect.
No, she was always like
that.
Mental stuff. She's always been that way. But she used to flag down ambulances, and they would think she was the reason that someone called 911. But she's like, you got a cigarette? Like, it was that lady. But he invited her the first year. He was here, bought the house with his ex, and they did a funeral-themed party. So this guy behind me is a skeleton in a 70s tux that was sitting up in one of our chairs, and she spent most of the night talking to him because she needed a buddy, and she apparently had a lot of tales to tell. Yeah, Uncle Trundle.
Wow.
So she died right after that party, and we're like, that was her final date in this world.
Yeah.
The only picture of Mary we have, I'll show you, it's in his pocket.
If only had that conversation recorded.
Right? I wish.
She came to our very first Halloween party here, and I invited her because I'm like, that's, you know, she's crazy. This is fun.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? She's next door neighbor. And she showed up, and she said, I don't have a mask. Yeah, that's okay, Mary. I said, well, we have one. And I gave her an old gas mask that I had sitting around, and she wore that for a little bit. And we have a picture of her wearing the mask. And she sat in this chair, and next to this chair was Uncle Trundle in the other chair because we were trying to save the chair. And she spent most of the night talking to him.
That's amazing.
And at the end of the night, she was like one of the last people, and she goes, when should I leave?
Mommy.
I said, Mary, you can stay as long as you want.
Yeah.
And she left for a little bit, and she came back. She goes, I'm back. I go, okay, sure. All right, what's up, Mary? Let's hang out.
If you post this, you have to post this picture of Mary as well. You need to. Yeah.
This should be we try and do a different picture for every episode of this, so that should be fun.
That should definitely be it.
Yeah.
That's the thumbnail.
I do love me some kooky women.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
and Mary looks precious.
She's the queen. I'm sorry I never got to meet her. This is all before I was around.
She's probably still here.
I wonder, because the guy who lived in our house before us, Charlie, committed suicide. And we found out something about this block with elderly people, okay. I don't know. Old people are fucked up in general, yeah. I guess, when they reach the end.
Yeah.
So we like to think Charlie and Mary maybe are chilling in the afterlife, yeah, right. or yeah. something.
You would like to think that, right?
Well, yeah.
They're enjoying your parties.
She used to come and stand by my back window and yell, Anton! Anton!
How do you not love that?
Anton! And I go, me. And I'd try to ignore her for a while, but every once in a while I'd go out and try to help her out. And the one time, I'm sure I told this story before. The one time she asked for help, and I was just moving in, and so I didn't know about Mary yet. So she said that her phone wasn't working. I'm like, this is an old lady. Let me help this old lady. You know, she was in a house coat, and I didn't know. So I go over there, and for some reason I wasn't wearing shoes. I always wear shoes. For some reason I was not wearing shoes. Because I was setting up my house, you know. And I ran out the door to help her. Barefoot, which, fuck me. No one needs to see my feet. I go into her house. She lets me in first. And I walk into this house. And she lives on the bottom floor. So it's just this bottom floor. There's a bathroom. There's a kitchen. There's, like, a general area of just where Mary lives. And I walk into this house. And there's a dining room table. In the middle of the dining room table, there is... a pile of diapers, unused, but still just a pile of them, like not organized, just a pile. And then next to that pile is a pile of pill bottles. So there's a pile of pill bottles, a pile of diapers.
I'm sorry, a house isn't a home without a pile of diapers and pills. I mean, that's...
Well, I got to get on it.
Yeah, you do.
After 15 years, I got to get on it. And I'm looking around for this thing because obviously she has this a house line phone that... is not plugged into anything. It's just the 19...
Like a rotary, yeah, like a top...
No. like the kitchen phone from the 90s.
Okay, yeah,
like
with the base.
Buttons, yep. But it's like a skinny phone.
Yeah.
It's one of those, and she's got that sitting, but the cord is dragged along the floor with nowhere in sight that it would have been plugged into. No idea where it was supposed to be plugged into or anything, but I finally wandered around enough to see another... cord with no connector between the two. And I just moved in, so I know all my shit. I'm like, I know I have a plug connector. I said, Mary, I'll be right back. I'll go get that for you. I go to leave this house, and she's sitting on the front porch for like while I'm just meandering around inside of her house. She doesn't care what I'm doing. She has no fucking clue. It just exists. I exist inside of her domain.
Mm-hmm.
And she's master of her domain, so she's not afraid of nothing.
In the Seinfeld way.
And I don't know what that means.
She's jerking off. I'm so sorry. Oh, I just came back and said
that. Mean? Jerking off
what does that have to do with Seinfeld? I don't care. Moving on.
It was a contest.
Oh, the contest. What does that have to do with... Nope.
Sorry.
So I go, okay. And I'm. She left me in there, and I thought, all right, I think I have one of these in my house. I'll just go get it. I'm not going to look... And I go, Mary, I gotta go look for something. And she's on the front porch. So I start going towards the front porch. And the way it's set up, her entryway has the front door to the left. If you're looking at the front door from the inside, to the left is where I was coming from. And straight behind the front door is just a dark void.
Like that fucking antique store.
Like, I don't know what's back there. At this point, I don't know enough to know if she has a husband. I don't know if she has a boyfriend,
with
a
an
son.
Axe.
I have no idea who lives in this house, who this person is, any of this shit. So I walk towards the front door, and as I go to grab the screen door, she goes, wow, 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 and falls out of a folding chair in front of the screen door that I'm about to leave from. Like, right when I was about to leave.
She was locking you in.
And I paused for a second and went, oh, this is how I die. Like, my brain gave up. My brain thought, there's a guy behind you. He's going to bludgeon you. And I stood there and went, audibly, you okay? Because she was in front of the door. I couldn't even help her up. There was nothing I could do. I thought, I'm dead. I can't get out of this house. I don't think there is a back door. I'm just confused and alone. And I'm going to die.
No, you didn't know that you were alone. That was the problem. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Didn't feel alone.
My people.
Your
alone
people.
Of
yeah,
my
yeah, yeah.
People. She eventually scrambled up and got out of the fucking way. And I did have that connector, and I connected her phone, and I was never in there again. But since I helped her the first time...
You had to help her again?
Yeah, she kept coming to my back window and yelling for my fucking name.
That's why there's a fence.
To the point that I put a fence up at the end of our driveway. Yeah. And after, as I was putting up the fence, and I got it just up, she comes outside and goes like, I can see her through the sled. She goes, Anton, are you hiding from me?
Yes, the fuck I am.
As loud as she could. And
the
I go,
fence wasn't a clue.
No, Mary, I'm just putting up a fence. Fucking hell. Man,
they know when you're hiding,
because she used to go to the end of my driveway and sit there and flag down cars, because there was like a little plinth of concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd sit there and like wait for, and I'm like, this can't happen.
That looks like she's on our property.
I do not want her down my driveway. This has to
waving people down.
And the only way I can think and do it nicely is to just put up a fence.
Yeah,
like she's not gonna listen to me.
Yeah,
I know these people. You know.
Void of reason.
And it turns out her family grew up, she's like the third generation in that house.
That's usually the way it goes. Third generation. That's like my neighborhood. I mean, a lot of the people that own the house, they're vacant. A lot of the houses are vacant at this point. And the families own them because they've had them for three or four generations, and they're just not ready to get rid of them. And usually the last person who lived there was crazy. It was like the crazy person in the family.
Yeah, they're stuck there now.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was fun for Pittsburgh. And
oh, yeah.
And after the Halloween party, she passed away that Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
And I felt terrible, because even though she was a pain in the ass, it was a story. And it was like,
yeah,
I would have lived with that my whole life and been fine with it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, I liked that.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Liked that,
oh, yeah.
That insanity all the time.
That's why I love working retail in Pittsburgh. Got to work retail in Pittsburgh for like 15, 16 years. And just the characters I've got to meet. Oh my God!
I did Uber for a while, and you meet some people.
I can only imagine.
You meet some people.
Yeah. See, working in like a retail shop downtown, you get regulars.
Yeah.
And your regular street people, and your regular people who shop with you, who are just as fucking crazy.
Oh yeah.
And
downtown, where?
Pittsburgh.
You know, but where?
Smithfield Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were at that one for a while.
I was there for years. Okay. My office was in the basement underneath Smithfield Street.
Okay.
I mean, I was like Chud, like cellar dweller, like downtown with the cockroaches and the fucking mice. So I worked at Smithfield, and then I'd work on Liberty, too, at the Liberty store.
Okay.
But like I said, like my office was on Smithfield, so I had regulars, man. Like George Williams, he's my favorite old like Vietnam vet who was just out of his gourd. He'd be drinking a fucking pint of Laddies at 6 a.m.
Hell yeah, George.
Like, oh, George was, and he had the graveliest voice you've ever met. Like
Tom Waitsy?
Yeah, like Tom Waitsy, but like also drunk, you know, like on Vladdy's, you know.
Okay.
And he would come in and he'd be looking for like certain movies or CDs, and he would describe them in the weirdest way. Like, I remember one time he was looking for Elton John. We figured out it was Elton John, but he came in and he was like,
"Wait, how old was he when he finally decided I need some Elton John?"
I think he needs to buy things.
He would buy everything from Elton John to Ed Sheeran. To sometimes he would be like the Barclays.
Do you ever ask people like why in? Because I know
sometimes I don't want to know.
The stuff that I was into musically coalesced with the stuff that I was doing at the time.
Well, and
like,
you
I was
look
doing,
the part
I was
of
listening
what you
to a
like.
Lot more rockabilly when I was into the Cars.
Of course, yeah.
I was listening to a lot more like Tom Waits when I was making my sculptures.
Mm-hmm. You were
I had reasons for my music.
Yeah.
So do you ever... I mean, do you ever ask people, or do they ever tell you like
Oh, they
why,
tell me all the time. Yeah, why?
Why they're looking for this specific artist.
Absolutely. And a lot of the time it's just that they just discover this artist.
Okay.
And they realize
so it's not even like for
a lot of people don't
reason.
No, yeah, no, that's kind of unique to
like,
use
I'm trying to
that.
Broaden my scope. I need
yeah.
to listen to this guy now.
And especially this day and age, a lot of the time I hear like, oh, I heard them, you know, Spotify, you know, suggested them to me and I heard them.
I
and
miss
so
that.
Yeah.
I miss that. Because Jerry's only have
that's like old heads that come in there.
Serious collectors. And
oh yeah.
They're so
I've been to
fucking
Jerry's.
Serious
yeah.
about music.
Yeah.
And you're
I'm
like,
looking for this.
And I'd be like, no, well, we don't have that. Like, why would we have that? That's a $60 record. Like, tell me why you think we would have that.
Yeah. Where do you think you are right now?
You know. And
so you don't get to introduce people to new stuff.
No, they ask for something like. extremely rare where the record is like $150, and it's like, obscure. If I did have that, it's online, bro. Like,
yeah. They go on eBay.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
But I mean, I'll be honest with you, working in the buy sell trade business for so long, you do still get lucky and have some really cool stuff walk through the door.
It's
you
like never a thrift store, but just mostly media stuff.
Mostly media. I mean, because I get to see everything from cassettes to laser discs to VHS to vinyl, you know.
At your shop, does the shop, because I know at like Hey Betty, when I used to work there, it was all about the shop, but also they started doing eBay. That's when that started happening.
Mm-hmm.
So they would pull like the better stuff. So even if you went to the shop, you wouldn't even see like the really good stuff.
Unfortunately, that's what a lot of the record shops are doing.
Because they know they can get a bigger price online.
Yeah. So I'm actually in charge of Discogs at Jerry's.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Okay.
And if the value is higher than $80, 9 times out of 10, it's not even going to hit the sales floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks because sometimes you're like, oh shit, like this is really cool. Maybe if I put it up on like display, it would catch someone's attention. Mm-hmm. At least I think that.
To draw people into the store.
You know, or post it on social media. They don't utilize social media at all.
But I bet
the reality is, and I mean, the reality is, it's going to take a long time to sell those pieces. Because I have those pieces and we don't sell online. But it takes like the right person walking in and going, yes, I'll spend $100, $200. Yeah.
You know, and then it sucks. You know, then like I did a deal like 2 weeks ago, really random deal from a young kid buying things on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, that's right.
He came in and it was like 4 collections thrown into like boxes. And I ended up having this classical CD that was still sealed. And it was one of those 24 karat gold back CDs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I listed it.
You say that like I should know what the fuck.
Yeah, I'm sure? Pretending I know. I don't think I know what that is.
Wait, you guys aren't audiophiles?
Gold
back CD. Yeah, 24 karat gold discs. Yeah,
We listed
audiophile.
It.
Yeah.
I listed it.
The only
it
one
on...
I've ever seen is Mob Hits, and on the cover. It's,
oh man, I love that CD. I love that CD.
Mob Hits with the gold record.
That was a great CD.
The only one I know. Yeah, it's a CD.
I listed it on Discogs for $1,100.
Jesus.
Within 12 hours, it sold.
It sold.
Damn.
Wow. It sold.
I was trying to show him.
And that's a CD.
We were having dinner that night.
It's a CD.
A CD. Yeah, we were having dinner that night, and we were talking about it, and she's like, here, I'll show you. I pulled it up on the Discogs. She's like, wait a minute.
I was like, wait, I can't find it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, it must have sold because I can't find
it. It had to have sold already. And it was just between the time, like, her leaving work and us going out to dinner
that night. It sold within, like, 6 hours of me putting it up online. It ended up going to China. We shipped it to China.
Oh, my. That's even weirder.
Well, you know what? When I was selling open reel, you know, quarter inch magnetic tape, the big reels.
Real to reel,
When I was selling reel to reel stuff, I was shipping a ton of it to China. I was having, because I had a lot of new old stock blank ones, and I was getting like $60, $70 a pop out of those.
Damn.
Yeah, it was insane. But they all went to China. Yeah.
Well, they probably, because they don't have any streaming anything.
No.
They
do not.
It's all like,
it's all physical
media.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how that works over there? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, you think how open we have with our internet and how easy it is
to get stuff.
Yeah. Over there, they're not allowed to, I think.
Huh.
So physical media is like, it's kind of like 1984 where you're hiding your antiques.
Yeah.
Secret place.
That, man, that disturbed me so much. My school, of course, did not want us to read that because...
In 1984, yeah.
Because they were actively doing it, which I was aware of at the time. But I loved reading it, and I read it like 5 or 6 times when I was in high school. But the part that fucked me up the most is being in an antique store and the painting starts talking to you.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm in an antique place. No one cares. We're just poor people doing weird shit, and we're just hammered.
Yes.
And the painting is like... Fucking God, I'm like, this is what would get me. Yeah. That's how I'd go.
That's how you'd go.
Here comes a chopper to chop off your head.
It was
one of my favorite
chills.
Books. One of my favorite books.
Well, I'll tell you, I just recently found at work a really cool piece that ties into that of like oppression and music subversion, you know, society. So in Russia, have you ever heard of the X-ray records?
I was just thinking of that. I love those so much.
I have a couple.
I just found some. That were straight from Russia. And
which ones do you have, Rachel?
Yeah, which ones do you have?
So I got two. They do not sound like anything I've tried to play them. I just have a little like Crosley, like new record player. Mm-hmm. But
I always wanted to find the best ones for you, but finding the best ones is a ridiculous concept.
Yes.
$200 because it's a chest X-ray and it's the big bopper.
I have that eBay. Because you want the X-ray to look cool.
Of course. Now imagine finding one of those with David Bowie on it.
I have T-Rex. Metal Guru, I think, and Eddie Cochran. I don't know if it's something else or one of those, but they both sound like nothing.
Yes,
I'll bring them down because they're cool.
We'll have to check them out.
They're in like some. I don't even know where they are. Tucked in my records or some weird film because they're so thin. then yes. I'll find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that, and I, the two that I got are Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin.
Oh,
no,
that's awesome. Like,
yeah, that's incredible. Fucking cool.
Do the bones look cool?
The bones
I don't think
one
a Zeppelin
is,
made
a
out of lead
and
would
one's a,
fly,
like a
though.
Neck.
That
what's that?
Work? If they made a Zeppelin out of lead, it wouldn't fly.
Cocking damn it.
You're too heavy. I mean, you want to use like aluminum or something.
Right.
Maybe magnesium.
Aluminium.
What was it? Thermite. Didn't they paint those things with thermite? And that's one of the reasons the Hindenburg.
Something, yeah, they painted with something flammable. Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, something close to thermite, yeah.
Well, they filled them full of fucking hydrogen.
But that doesn't
well,
help.
That didn't help, no.
Yeah, that was not
what
good.
What could possibly go wrong?
Moving on to that, no, fuck you all wait. And your record talk.
I got a thing about the Hindenburg.
I was just thinking, if you have over humanity
I'm
going to
talk about
there.
Blooms, too. I just wanted to mention how right. Archer, they he kept lighting up a cigar, and he kept smacking it out of everybody's hand.
Oh, yeah.
I would do that. I'd be the drunk guy doing that. Yeah.
They're using helium now. It's not an issue.
Get out of here.
What are you, madman?
So Ed Wood shot the Hindenburg. When he was a child in 1936.
So that's why it exploded.
Wow. I was thinking yeah. the same thing.
He shot it from down below.
Oh my God. Wow, yeah.
He
did.
With no, where you 8 millimeter from, camera you... he was given as a boy. So he grew up in Poughkeepsie, and it went over the East Coast, but he was outside in his yard when the blimp went over, because it was a big old deal,
yeah.
And it's lost forever, but he apparently shot with his little 8 millimeter camera footage of the Hindenburg going over before it fucked up.
Yeah.
Right before.
Yeah.
Oh, wish we had that.
Yeah, wish we had that. Yeah.
Does that exist somewhere in the lexicon of the world?
I mean, it did till it everything got thrown away somewhere. Probably in the 40s in trash can somewhere. I
yeah,
don't know.
No. Honestly, yeah, no.
So the answer
not anymore.
No.
Lost yeah. media.
Lost media.
Very yeah. important lost media.
Sort of the end of lost media.
Yeah, oh God. Yeah, the London After Midnight.
Oh, yeah. Man, my fucking dream.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, but I was just having this conversation at work the other day. Stranger things have happened, you know. I mean, they found the full print of Metropolis.
Show. It did happen.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Like, they still have it fucking
that
finished.
That will, like,
it.
Trickle out into the world.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes, you know, they find these archives. 80. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. What are we talking about anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he was.
As a host, I just try to deflect any conversation because
that's not good for a podcast.
No, it's wonderful.
Oh shit, that's where I haven't gotten anywhere. Yeah.
You got to keep the conversation going.
In case people are interested in what you're saying, I need to make them feel stupid for being interested.
How very dare you?
My goddamn house and my podcast. Fuck you all.
Yeah. London After Midnight and Theda Bear is Cleopatra.
Oh yeah, Theda Bear is Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't turn this up as the laugh play.
Got just the stills we have from Cleopatra, just like London After Midnight.
Well, there was Metropolis.
Yeah.
They found
yep.
lost
food. We were just
dove.
Talking about
they
that.
They made
yeah.
a very special, exactly. like a Criterion
yep.
sort of collection version of it.
The most complete version that we know of, yeah.
That was one of my parents' favorite movies when I was a kid.
I love that movie, actually.
Because the Art Deco aspect.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, it was amazing.
And I forgot how good it was.
It looks incredible. Like it was made, like, today.
Right.
It's so good.
So far ahead of its time. Eh. Ridiculously.
Well,
so.
You know,
it's made well, but it definitely
yeah.
looks like it's of the time.
We did. Yeah. We were just having the conversation about the old studios, and because yeah. we were talking
oh,
about
that shit breaks my fucking heart.
Well, you know, we were just talking about little studios that used to exist at the turn of the century when film was very new. All these little studios, and
well, because they burned all this stuff. Was isn't there like
well, there were
only
big fires.
It was
like,
flammable. Everything was flammable.
It was, the, it was
cellulose.
The
highly flammable.
Nitrate and celluloid film.
I don't think
film.
It was accidental because they would throw away.
Well, everyone smoked like chimneys.
They
I'm sure some
stuff.
Asshole just didn't know yeah. where his cigarette
but
ashes
these
went.
These studios
like,
would archive. They wanted to archive their films. Films were looked at as more disposable,
yeah.
but they would have prints of them, and it's for distribution. And those houses, a lot of those storehouses, burnt in fires because of the flammable material. Yeah. And that's why there are hundreds, if not thousands, of lost films
yeah.
out there.
I feel like we have maybe 10% of the actual films. That were
that's
made.
Probably right.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially for silent stuff. Yeah. Like when things are that. There was a 1936 fire that killed everything before. That's where all the Theda Bear stuff went up. Like
exactly.
But before yeah. that, prior to that, there's so much pre-code stuff we don't have.
Oh, yeah.
No, speaking of that, I'm going to put on my hat again.
All right, yeah, I'll put on the tin.
Let's
tin
do this conversation. I think, because it's always brought up, the concept of if you could go back in time,
yep.
What would you go back in time and what would you bring back with you? And a lot of people would say gold or they'd say money or they'd say all this different stuff.
Fucking movies.
If you went back in time and you saved all of those movies... Imagine the impact on society that you would have, at least theatrical society.
Yeah, imagine how much farther we could have gotten and how many more visions we could have seen that would have inspired other people. Like, honestly, just this week, with everybody talking about David Lynch, there's people from every single walk of life, every single social media post I see on every platform is like, hey, you don't know me, but I'm weird, and this was an influence.
Yes.
Like, what a singular fucking person to influence so many. If there was more stuff from the past we had, it could have expanded so much bigger.
Exactly. And, I mean, look at Lynch, who, in the grand scheme, had a relatively small catalog. Relatively small catalog of work, but to impact that much.
Yes. You know,
who knows what directors made only 10 films for a small studio back then.
Right.
You know.
Well, I mean, we just watched Lost Highway, and I forgot how much it had the flashing lights, the type of cinematography where you're a voyeur as opposed to being the main character.
Yeah.
And just a lot of the anger and the disjointedness of every single character. We watched the one with Dennis Hopper, and Rachel
Blue Velvet.
And Rachel said that...
it's Megan's favorite.
Robert Loggia was the Dennis Hopper character.
Yeah.
Because he needed an unhinged character.
Yep.
Yes.
And when I was growing up, because that was the first David Lynch movie that I ever watched.
That was mine, too. It changed my mind. It changed my world.
It was a whole...
Eraserhead did that for me. That was the first one.
I couldn't get through that until recently. And I don't even know if we did get through it.
We were sleepy and drunk. I'm sure we did.
Love Eraserhead. Movies.
Growing up with something like Lost Highway was bananas because you understood what real fear could be.
Yeah.
Which was, it had nothing to do with what someone could do to you. It had something to do with just them existing in your...
In your world.
In your world, yes, yeah.
In your universe.
Your atmosphere. Yeah,
what's the word I'm thinking of? Where the moon goes around the Earth in a...
Orbit.
Orbit.
Yeah.
Orbit.
Someone existing in your orbit that's like a terrifying creature, and you don't know, one, how to get rid of them, two, how they got there, or three, how they still know who you are.
I think I know a few of them.
Thanks to that shit all the time, because we are stuck with human beings constantly being around us in our house, whether we know them
or
not.
That's true. You guys are.
Well, and
but they usually leave after like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
For the most part.
As far as we know.
Well.
They say that you walk past a psychopath at least one time during the day.
Well, as long as
I think I talked to him.
It could be more than one.
Yeah, he's in the bathroom. I walk past to get a piece of candy.
Rachel walks past me one of those every once.
There's some, if I may, there's something about what David Lynch did, I guess. It's the 1950s Americana. It's the diner stuff. Everybody in his movies had a sweet pompadour. Like, everyone had gorgeous style.
It's taking that and using that as a comfort thing.
Right, because it is.
But then delivering.
Because that is for him.
Showing how it's not comfortable.
Normalcy. He's showing the dark, not the soft white underbelly, the dark fucked up spiky underbelly.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, those things do happen. Like, the Laura Palmer thing, the very unfortunate incest thing happens way more than anybody knows about, and people can relate to the 50s. People want to see a diner with a bunch of very cute people being kind of quirky, but the trouble is that people are motherfucking awful.
Oh, yeah.
And he, I think he wants to show that the thing that we know about has really dark undercurrents, but it's important to show that. It's in the way he showed his women were people.
Yes,
his
women were people.
And I tried.
Like you said, it was the juxtaposition of the white picket fence and the dark, dirty
and the
basement.
The fucking ear in the field.
And
like
the ear in the field.
It's an ideal, but also the reality of it, which is really upsetting. I love them. I love what you guys are up to right now.
That looks great. That looks great.
Honestly, yes. But that's why it's so important. And the most deeply American thing. And so we talk all the time about Garmin Bosia.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's, you know, the cream corn thing. Yeah. And it's the representation of evil and sadness and pain and suffering. Pain and sorrow.
Yep.
As a kid, I fucking hated cream corn. But it made so much sense to me. Like, of course that's the worst thing in the fucking world. But it occurred to me that America mostly grows corn.
Yes.
And high fructose corn syrup makes everyone fat and diabetic and causes all these fucking issues. And it's like in the corn itself, if there's some evil in it, it really ruins just every single thing. And that's why there is the drug industry and the opioid problems. And it's literally corn that causes all of it.
Corn.
So he really had his finger on the fucking pulse of what America's about.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did.
nothing could be more American than him, in a good and a bad way.
Oh, and absolutely, because it's a because he had this ability to hold up this mirror, basically, you know, and show you the good and the bad, the light and the dark, the both,
the balance, the fucking balance,
the fucking balance,
life
man.
Life is about that balance.
Yeah.
It reminds me in a way. There was a great documentary I watched that used Elvis as an allegory for America.
Okay.
And basically that America is going through the same phases as Elvis, right?
Huh.
Originally idealist, right? Yeah. We had this idealist. We were like,
gorgeous,
no other country.
Purple eyeshadow.
Gorgeous,
evil.
Right?
Nice hips.
Nice hips. Exactly.
Sorry, what were you
talking because
about?
Of free speech, exactly. Sex, rock and roll. Like, these things could be bought and sold. As time goes on, this gets older. This concept gets older. It gets tired. It starts
bloated,
drinking. It
full
gets
of pills.
Bloated full of pills. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we're in that
an easy
dead on the toilet.
That
you know,
I was about to say, are we about to die
we're
on the toilet?
We're circling the drain. We're dying on the toilet, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the same way we celebrity worship, hero worship, you know, that was what Elvis wanted, but ultimately, and it was his downfall. You know?
And I blame Colonel Tom for a lot of that.
Oh, you gotta blame Tom Parker.
Well, he made that name up because he's a weird little fucking Dutchman, and he did not have a passport, and that's why Elvis never got to tour other countries.
He wanted to. He wanted to go to Europe.
Really,
he wanted to go to Japan. They wanted him.
I think Hawaii was as far as he got.
As far as he went.
Mainland. But yeah, fucking Colonel Tom really, really stunted his growth, and that is not a great thing.
No. Well, you know, there was a really great anecdote I'd heard about Tom Parker and Elvis. When he started making movies for MGM, Tom Parker used to put his coat over Elvis when they'd walk from the car to the inside the studio because there'd be girls outside.
Tried to rip his clothes off.
Well, there'd be girls outside the fence screaming.
Yeah.
Right? Well, towards the end of his movie making career, the Beatles had come out and, you know, there weren't
shitty haircuts that girls want to.
Any girls at the gate anymore, but Tom Parker would still put his jacket over Elvis to walk him in so he couldn't see that there weren't any girls at the gates.
Aww.
Yeah.
That might have been the sweetest thing that he's ever done.
That's kind of nice.
I think that's why you guys are here, because you're still placating me.
Yeah.
God, do you really have to convince a cute rockabilly boy that there aren't girls after him because they're after boys with bowl haircuts?
With shaggy hair, yeah.
we need our ego stroked at every second of our days.
Well,
I can speak to that.
You've earned it.
Yeah.
I gotta wash the pillowcases twice a week, or I should be.
She says that in front of polite company.
No, I don't do it.
I think she washes them once a year. That's fine.
That's okay.
That's
no.
me.
No, it's not.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I said, I'm an inside cat now.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. She's teaching me to be an inside cat. I've been an outside cat my whole life.
What does that mean?
It means like I'm like having food in the fridge and like washing like my sheets and doing things that civilized people do.
It's hard.
It is.
Honestly, it's hard work because at some point you're like, am I domesticated? Am I like doing housewife stuff?
Well, on that note, I think, ladies and gentlemen, going to have to wonder and we're going to have to find out much later if we are domesticated, if we are on the other side of things, and what is going to happen with these inside cats. Do we have more to say? Do we have meows? Do we have
are there litter
to
boxes?
Take a shit in?
There better be.
What are we about to do?
I don't shit on the floor anymore.
For this Toronto cast, I want to thank our guests. For being here and being a part of
Welcome.
Our insanity. I
Thank
think it was
you.
One of our best conversations. And if you guys want to listen to more of these conversations, because I'm not kicking anybody out, you might want to listen to our Patreon, which I think that's a thing. And we'll probably just post the giant open invitation of what this conversation is. I'm going to make Velda do a little bit more editing and put out at least another hour's worth of drunken idiots.
I'm going to just post a big fat picture of that lemon with his butthole cord out.
You have
that's
to.
What
that has to,
yeah.
To figure out what that means, look at patreon.com/frontalmanner. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you, we will hold you, and we will stroke you quite gently.
I'm not doing any of that.
Can I get a good evening from everybody in series?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Have a nice one.
Well, there you have it, my Trundle Files. Another preserved specimen of gross audio proportions in the jar. I'd like to say we had fun, but I'm sure no one will remember this recording session. We would like to thank our cast and crew for cinching our sutures, mopping up the blood, and generally keeping the manor alive. And we'd especially love to thank the tourists who visit from all over, the social media monsters that help spread our good word, and the Patreon supporters who fund our covert operations. If you'd like to become one with the manor too, just visit trundlemanor.com to book a tour, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or contribute to our Patreon. A special thanks to our resident vampire keyboardist, Brian Vamp, for allowing us to use Not the Bad Guy for our intro music. And the manor's gremlin, Nigel, for not twisting our wires this time. You can find Brian at brianvamp.com. That's B-R-Y-A-N, Vamp. And we recommend you don't try to find Nigel at all. Finally, we thank you for joining us in this romp through the fetid guts of Trundle Manor, where insanity rules and everything is real. Now, cut off your ears and stick them in a jar, because they're useless until we talk to you again on the next Trundlecast. Good evening.